com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Yes, that is great. Wow, just think about that. Here we are. Bradley, what the heck are you talking about? That's the way I feel, too. I really do. Here we go. All right. One, two, three, go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, you can do that as well, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Again, that's Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And or you can go to my personal accounts. I got two of them, two pages, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook. And or what you can do is you can go follow me on my Twitter account, Twitter. That's Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Great job down there, GCN 2, by the way. I appreciate that. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, you can do that. That number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And so here we are. And why do we say that? Well, because it is. We see this quite a bit. You know, on a daily basis, 24/7, through the state-run media inundating you with misinformation, of course, only to lead you in the direction that you shouldn't go. Folks, it's so simple. That's all you have to do is if you want to see if a stick is crooked is you lay a straight one next to it. And when you see that the stick is crooked, what you want to do is you want to actually transition over into the over to the straight one, might I add. And it's like this. It's like the mind or the spirit of the world is to sit there and inundate you with lies. And who's promulgating that? Who's perpetuating the lies? The enemy of your soul. Only to what? Bring about confusion. And when we look in Scripture, we can clearly see that the Father hasn't given us a spirit of confusion, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. You know, it comes to my aid right now. Sound, by the way, is actually defined out as without error. And that's pretty awesome stuff. But Mark Twain comes to my aid right now when he said, he's the guy that said, those that don't read the newspapers are uninformed. He goes on and he says, but those that do read the newspapers are misinformed. Huh. They're misinformed. Well, of course, that's true. Because, again, where are you actually receiving your information from? The prince of the power of the air. But good news here is that we have the word of God, which is that straight stick, and it shows the deviation of the spirit of the world. And we see that on a daily basis as well, folks, for those that are sticking to the things of the Lord and to the commandments of the Lord and to the word of God and not to the opinion or the emotions or whatever may be in the carnal man's nature, his fallen nature. We want to be found in Jesus Christ, in the power and in the resurrection of who he is in our lives. So the world would find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. It's a work of faith with power. And isn't that interesting? We talk about that all the time. So many people think, well, Christianity is, you know, I see him do this and I see him do that and I see him do this and I see him do the other thing. Well, that's great, but is there power, is there transforming power and the power of the Holy Ghost that works along with that man of God? Because that's what we're looking for. We're looking for transformed lives by the power of the Holy Ghost. But I'm just getting out there just a little bit. Friends, what I want to talk about today is I've been getting quite a bit of feedback, from people concerning my last article. and the end timer stuff. And what I want to do is I want to go through both of them and both articles. As a matter of fact, I hope soon he'll be my friend because he just wrote an article and it was called Bradley Dean's Rant about the end timers. And I'm actually trying to get in touch with him right now. And if he's listening to me, the phone number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Please call in. And if you want to go ahead and bring your name to our listeners, you can do that. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through his letter. And after I get done reading his letter, I want to give you my synopsis, my take. Because really when I see, well, the letter about Bradley Dean's rant concerning the end timers, it wasn't just a broad stroke that I was making. It was actually a concerted effort and a thoughtful effort to actually try to get to the people that are these end timers to understand what the younger generation sees. Because, like I said last week, when I had actually shared the topic of the end timers, it was interesting that if you've ever been to any of these end time meetings, folks, it's very depressing stuff. I mean, the only thing that you're looking for is the rope, and I'm being facetious, of course, but it's so depressing. And what I have derived from their meetings is they use the fear of circumstance to drive you to Christ. And I didn't know that circumstance was perfect converting the soul. I thought it was the law of the Lord that converted the soul. And by the way, the law of the Lord is perfect converting the soul in Psalm 19:7. And when you look in Scripture, you can go to Isaiah 8:20, and it says, if they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there's no light in them. Well, that's exactly what we've seen. And when you go to the New Testament, you can see that the law is the schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ, not fear of circumstance, not what the government's doing wrong, not what the next speaker, you know, when he writes his new book or the next author of the new book that he wants to write, why the world is going to be, you know, ended within 12 months of where we're at right now. I mean, folks, this is really bizarre stuff. And the younger generation, when they look at these, they go to these meetings, I mean, they are literally using the fear of circumstance. Now, what are the Muslims doing now? Oh, there's no sense. We got to just capitulate and give up. Yet Scripture teaches us the exact opposite. We're to stand up. And I think one of the things that I shared last week, just to kind of parallel or contrast what I'm trying to say here, is the fact that it's a good thing that our forefathers didn't capitulate. Because I guarantee you that there was a good portion of the people saying it was the end times because they had the greatest military, namely the British, that were looking to snuff out those colonies that were actually resisting the tyrant King George. I mean, you want to be, you know, you want to talk about being inundated with a state of hopelessness. I guarantee you 56 signers were inundated constantly. But praise God, there was the Black Road Regiment who actually stood up in the face of tyranny, and they all went the same direction, though they were small in number. And just keep in mind, friends, less than 3% of the population was used by God to establish what we have 237 years later. And so here we are. So when we come back, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through his letter, and I'll give you my take as to what his letter says and what he said, and then I'll go back to my letter and show you what I meant. And if you'd like to weigh in at any time, 1-877-807-9977. Got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation. There is so much untruth out there that has been engineered onto our nation, and Bradley uncovers the lies and makes it easy to understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Every time. It just sounds like he's belching the whole time. Sorry about that. If he did, excuse yourself, sir. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley Dean. Folks, talking about the end timers. Now, I wasn't going to say some young guy. Then you'd have thought he was from China or something. But in saying that, a guy actually did a commentary on Bradley Dean's rant off my last article, which was called basically The End Timers. I don't know exactly what they named it, friends, but it was on WND, WorldNet Daily. And with that, I was a little surprised, but I think we can make a friend out of this guy, because I just want to read real quick. It's real short, I think. If I just stick to the text here. He said Bradley Dean's rant on prophecy. He said, can Christians walk and chew gum at the same time? Speaking to the end timers, friends. The question came to my mind when listening to Bradley Dean's scathing attack upon Christians like myself, who believe that we are living in the end time generation and who believe it's important to proclaim that message to the world. Dean certainly does not mince words. He describes us as being an unregenerate state, saying we are preaching a message of fear, and accuses us of serving another Jesus. Boy, he wrote a whole commentary without asking me one question. How does that work? Well, that's the press, right? Let's begin with Dean's claim that the ET, the end timers, his term for us, which he used in a purely pejorative manner, are preaching a false Jesus and offering a message that is blatantly unbiblical. In the 24th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus' disciples came to him on the Mount of Olives and asked him, what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Needless to say, this was the perfect opportunity for Jesus to tell them that it is not something I want or anyone in the church age to be concerned with, nor do I want you even thinking about it. Therefore, I'm not going to answer your question on this subject, and you certainly won't find anything in Scripture about it, neither the Old or New Covenants, Testaments, he said. Instead, Jesus began giving them sign after sign, beginning in verse 4, then continuing on as he discussed the end of the age and his second coming right through to the conclusion of the next chapter, Matthew 25. And this is just one portion of Scripture. Truth is, the Word of God is positively filled with end time prophecy and other teachings related to Christ's return. So much so that if you were to rip it all out of the Bible, the whole book of Revelation, Matthew 24 and 25, Luke 21, Old Testament chapters like Ezekiel 38 and on, he said you would be left with a highly edited, far skimpier Bible to study. True that, by the way. Indeed, there is so much contained throughout the Old and New Covenants on this subject that an entire field of study, eschatology, is devoted exclusively to it. And by the way, the full title of Revelation is The Revelation of Jesus Christ, since the true Christ, the Jesus of Scripture, is the one who gave it to the Apostle John on Patmos. And he is the one who is being revealed throughout. Yet, Dean asserts, quite unbelievably, when I read the Word of God, I see nowhere, and I said nowhere, where we are promised defeat except in our disobedience to God. He's completely missing the point. But you know what? I'm right. We're made more than conquerors through him who loved us, not defeaters. It's the faith of the Son of God that overcomes the world, not succumbs to the world. Is this perspective? No, I think it's perspective through spiritual eyes. I go on. Dean blasts ETs and timers as fearmongers. They are. There's no getting away from that. Offering a message of hopelessness, and he mixes apples and oranges by citing numerous verses that have absolutely nothing to do with the Bible's massive amount of end-time prophecy nor those who teach about it. True that, but what he just said is absolutely untrue. It is not our purpose to focus on the end times. It is our purpose to seek and save that which is lost. And paralleling and bringing forth a contrast between the older generation and the younger generation has been watching the older generation promulgate fear on the younger generation to submit to fear rather than the Spirit of Christ to overcome the world and not to get by. I go back. Dean blasts ET end timers as fear-mongering, offering a message of hopelessness. There's no hope in succumbing to the next catastrophe, friends. Wasn't it the Lord that said, why do you stand? The angel said, why do you stand gazing upon Jesus? It's absolutely common sense to me what I'm trying to say here. He goes on. Unless, of course, Dean's true Christ blundered by putting all that is in there for us. I didn't mean to divide, but if the line divides, truth does, friends. Jesus didn't come to bring peace. He came to bring a sword to divide from those that understood spiritual things to those that have ears to hear and eyes to see to those that don't. Matter of fact, once you read John 6 when you get some time, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, do you think the Lord really meant take a bite of my flesh and drink my blood? No. People are so carnal in their understanding, they don't understand spiritually what he's saying. And that's why we need the Holy Ghost. He goes on, well, when I read the Word of God, I find the Jesus of Scripture warning his followers in Matthew 24 about wars and rumors of war. Yes, true that. Devastating earthquakes in diverse places. Yes, true that. Plagues, famines, lawlessness run amok. And in Luke 21, of fearful signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. And on the earth's distress of nations with perplexity. The sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heaven will be shaken. Verses 25 and 26. True that. Agreed. There's no problem there. But we're still called to go to the highways and to the hedges. We're to compel them to come in. We're not to say that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. We're to pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into the field. We're not supposed to sit there and magnify all the bad things going on. We're not to take counsel from our fears. Faith overcomes fear. For believers, it's a message of hope and joy unspeakably. Yet not without the cross, though, my friend. Indeed, that it is why the rapture is called the blessed hope, Titus 2:13. Dean points out that the word rapture is not found anywhere in Scripture. It isn't. But neither is the word of Trinity, although the truth of the triune God is found all through Scripture. True that, but we don't need to add to Scripture, friends. The word rapture is taken from one passage that describes the event, 1 Thessalonians 4:15 through 17, which tells us that believers who are alive at this time will be caught up together. Yes, but I'm not looking to be getting caught up or be gotten caught up by the Lord right now. I'm looking to get busy so a wise son make the glad father, and it's a wise man that saveth souls. Not talk about all the bad things that are coming or magnifying all the bad things that are coming. He said, whatever word or term you want to use, there it is. Then look at what God says next about the teaching. In other words, friends, he was trying to say in a really cool way, the word's not there, so he agreed to what I said. So 90% of what he said so far, I agree with. He goes on, then look at what God says next about this teaching. To believers of the church age, therefore comfort one another with these words. Thessalonians 5:9 through 11. And yes, just as with any subject found in Scripture, there are a handful of false teachers and date setters. Okay, good. However, the vast majority of end timers are quite explicit in teaching that no one but God knows when the rapture will occur, although Jesus did say that the true believers should be able to recognize the general time as it is approached. He goes back to Matthew 24:33 again. Folks, now can I ask you something, though? By magnifying all the bad things of the world, what does that have to do with the command of Jesus Christ? I didn't see Jesus give the command, magnify the end times. No, he showed us. I can discern seasons. I understand America is in a really bad shape right now. But if we're in such a bad shape, should we be magnifying what's wrong or what we should be doing in showing the world our love for God and for them by listening to what God, through Jesus Christ, commanded us so he can empower us by the Holy Ghost to do the job? I mean, who's to say if we really come and listen to the commandments of Jesus Christ, maybe we'll win the day? Well, indeed we can. He said, truth be told, end time teaching is one of the most powerful motivating factors there is for godly living and making our life count in this world for Christ. Since if you truly believe that the rapture is imminent, now he's pulling his word out again here, that it could happen at any time, you are far more likely to live each day as if it could be your last and you are about to stand face to face with the Lord. Yet Dean says end timers do not want to obey God or serve him faithfully in this life. That is not true. I'm trying to get their thinking as to what the commandments of Christ are, rather than sitting there playing games and getting off of the track, that straight and narrow, which Jesus commanded us. By the way, no way. Hey, folks, I'm going to read some responses that I've gotten here for you in just a couple minutes. But I don't see Paul out there preaching the end times. I didn't see Jesus tell the apostles, hey, this is my commandment, go out there and preach, repent because fearful times are coming on in America. No, he said, repent for the kingdom of God is at hand. I'll be right back after this break. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun, and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street, on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, I got a lot to cover in a real short amount of time. Folks, if you'd like to check me out online, Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on Facebook. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Friends, you can also go to my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account, and or you can call in on the radio show and weigh in real quick. Folks, got a very short amount of time and a lot of stuff to cover, so do make it quick, please. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. I end with Bradley Dean's rant. Hopefully I'm going to make a friend out of this guy. We'll get him on the radio and just kind of go over, because, folks, at this point, I think I agree with a lot of what he's saying. But I don't like the fact that he's saying, Bradley says, that we don't want to serve God faithfully. It's like, no, that is, I'm doing just the opposite. Friends, listen to this. I'm going through a lot of stuff in my life right now. The world has a version of love that is completely contrary than what love really is. It's a lawless love. It's a love that just, well, it's not prevention is better than cure. It's let's get a cure after people destroy themselves. There's a true story told out on the West Coast where they have these windy roads that go around this particular mountain. And on each curve, they notice cars that go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. A concerned committee got together and they said, we need to remedy the problem. So you know what they did? Instead of putting a sign up warning the men and women who are driving their vehicles to slow down or stop, they said, let's put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. Now, you may go ahead and laugh at that all you will, but the fact of the matter is that's exactly how you think in this country. Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. It didn't say, go ahead and lay your head on a little false grace pillow. Just go back to sleep. Everything's okay. You're going to heaven, though you live like the devil. That's not at all what he's saying. David was hated for his love, Psalm 109. Jesus Christ said, this is my commandment, that you love one another. And he said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Well, why did it hate you, Jesus? Because he exposed the evil. Read John 7:7 as well. It's completely contrary. Do you know that King David also said they rewarded me evil for my good? Listen to this, friends. Yet, I go back to the letter. Yet, Dean says, and timers don't want to obey God or serve him faithfully. I'm correcting. I'm instructing so you can get away from the gray lines that you're walking. You wonder why you're in a ditch. Well, Jesus said, let the Pharisees, they're all ending up in a ditch because they're blind. I'm trying to get the blinders off your eyes so you can see your error. Isn't that love to correct? Isn't that how we train up our children? Is we correct, we lead them in the ways that they should go, and when they're old, they will not depart from them? Wow, friends. I mean, this is just absolutely incredible. Yet Dean says end-timers don't want to obey God. That is the furthest thing from the truth. That is completely backwards to my intent. He goes on, so I guess he named some people, and he said, and so many other godly men who have focused time teachings on the subject are all regenerate. You know, it just goes on and on and on and on. Here's my synopsis of this letter, friends. That's not my heart. Again, I said I've agreed with 90% of what he wrote, but he took the intent completely backwards. Again, I am simply saying the younger generation is looking at the older generation's version of love, and they're trying to say, why are we magnifying the bad instead of the good? Why are we looking for Jesus to come back when in fact we should be getting busy for serving Jesus? And folks, when you get around these people, they're not using the law as the schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ. Well, then the question is, are we supposed to use fear tactics to bring about a godly conversion? Because I don't see in Scripture where Jesus ever did that. He would say, what does the law say? He would recite the law. He would point his finger to the law. And by the way, Jesus was a preacher of the circumcision. He went to the Jews that were broken by the law. Romans 3:30. Unto the Jews it was given the oracles of God. That's the Ten Commandments. Mount Sinai. Exodus 20. Folks, this is completely, if we're so biblically illiterate as a country, it scares me. I mean, look at this. Over the last how many years, the American people, 78% of the Christians, actually tolerate this president and his administration? And they say it's, I mean, we have a constitutional republic. It is, they serve the people according to what we allow them, what powers we delegate to them. The just powers that they have are from the consent of the governed. And again, I've said this so many times, friends, bringing it to the natural so you can understand what I'm saying. He's only, these people in this administration are only getting away with what the American people allow them to get away with. The question I have for the 78% of those that call themselves Christians, why are you allowing lawlessness to prevail in your country, namely in your government? Because you're lawless. And will you say, well, within yourself, well, not within deed, I'm not. Well, that's praise God, not indeed. But I'm telling you, it's through what you're allowing through apathy is your deed. You're responsible for what you allow. You've heard this so many times. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. That's right. There is no gray area there. So, again, back to the end timers, Bradley Dean rant. I really think that in this particular situation, the gnat was strained at, well, the camel was swallowed. Because my whole point is, and by the way, church, for Christians that are listening to me, do you realize that Satanists tell the Christians they don't realize the power that they possess in Jesus Christ? You mean like the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church? Like you have not because you ask not? Well, what happens when you ask, friends? You have. And what we need is, we need answers for the world that is looking to look upon the Son of God through our lives. We're written epistles for all men to read, not through the letter that killeth, but the Spirit that giveth life. Christians, when we pray, we should be getting answers to our prayers. Now, I remember a story comes to my aid right now. A man by the name of Charles Finney was going to law school, and he read William Blackstone's commentary on English law. And there was so much of Deuteronomy in his law books that he got converted. And he came back to the church after his real conversion, because that's what the law does, is converts the soul. What took place from that point on was he would go to church and people would say, well, would you like us to pray for you? And he said back to him, why would I want you to pray for me when you yourself don't even get your prayers answered? Well, come on, folks, it's a living union. We can sit there and we can praise the men of God that knew God, because I'll tell you what, they're still alive today, and we need to be the men and women that God has called forth to be living epistles for men to read, to be the answer that they're looking for. Christians are not called to bring the problem to the world. They're called to bring the answer to the world through Jesus Christ. By the way, gospel means good news to those that have repented for their sins. That's who the good news belongs to those that are dead in trespasses and sins. Read Ephesians 8. But we have to get this in perspective, my friends. We have to tap in, and we have to get our hands out of the world before we're a convincing power to the world that we belong to Him. And the only way that that's going to happen is by consecrating ourselves unto Him, because He is who He says He is. But it's very strict. It's very disciplined. Let me go back to what George Washington said. Speaking of an army, equate that to Gideon's army. And I'm not talking about the arm of the flesh. But he said the soul of an army is discipline. And nowhere can you find that outside of Scripture, because we're to walk in holiness. And let me just throw this in there so I don't get none of my communist friends saying I said something I didn't. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Hey, listen, Christians, the world's dying to see Jesus Christ, but we have to do what He did. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. And what he said after that, that's in 1 John, but go back over to John 14:21. He said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. It's a promise, but it's contingent on how we respond to what he commanded. So going back to Bradley Dean's rant, I'm just trying to set the perspective right, scripturally, not through my opinion. Friends, if it's not in the Word, then don't listen to a thing I'm saying. But I'm trying to do my best as a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ to stick to the Word. And it's the hard way. It's not the easy way. All Scripture is given by God. For what? All doctrine was given by the inspiration of God. For what? Reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. So my answer to my friend, hopefully we can get him on the radio here tomorrow, is you missed the whole point. I'm simply saying that we should do it the way Christ did it, and we're to walk in the footsteps of those that went before us. We're to imitate Christ. 1 Corinthians 11, Paul said, he said, imitate me as I imitate Christ, of course. And I can't see Christ magnifying the problems. He did warn. These were the signs of the time, but that is not the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let me kind of shift gears a little bit. Martin Luther said this, the great reformer. Wow. He said, the man that longs to be free from sin is the man that's ready for judgment day. Folks, I deserve hell. I'm only saved by grace. I don't want to be found in my right. I want to be found in His right. I don't want to be a witness of Bradley Dean. I want Jesus Christ to be a witness through me. Because the Bible says, to he who hath the Son hath life. Not to he who hath a little more self-righteousness than the other guy. No, I don't want that. I want you to see Jesus Christ. And guess what? When I preach the gospel, either you're going to hate your sin or you're probably going to end up hating me. But I want to tell you something. Understand that the hate that you may take is not hate at all. It's complete love for your eternal salvation. Be right back after this break. 1-877-807-9977. I'm going to come back and read some of these comments that I'm getting right now.
everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member. And the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the constitutional course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made in the USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley live out of the state of Minnesota. We're talking about the end times rant. I hope I've explained myself. If not, call. Just read a commentary by a guy that's did a commentary. I mean, he said Bradley Dean's rant, and he kind of missed the whole point. And I understood his perspective completely, but that's not at all what I'm saying. And if you'd like to download the podcast, you can do it. I don't know exactly what day it was. I'm sorry. And it's me and my producer right now, so I can dig that up if you'd like to call. Folks, the phone line number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Last chance, because I know, folks, what's going to happen. I'm going to be inundated with emails after this, and I just got to tell you. It's always better to bring it out live because then I don't have to discourse it on the radio because you did it. And I know that there's probably a lot of people that just don't understand that Jesus said nowhere are we to use circumstance to bring men unto Christ. It, folks, I'm just telling you, it doesn't say that anywhere in Scripture. And I hope that's pretty simple to understand, isn't it? I think so. And so when we go to, let me do this really quick. I'm going to go to, just pull this up. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Okay, is the gospel using circumstance to turn men to Christ? Nope. Matter of fact, here, let me just take you over to the right a little bit again. Folks, just go along with my little bunny trails, would you please? Because the bunny trails you'll find are most advantageous. As far as feeding your soul and your spirit. It was, listen carefully, it was John Wesley during his evangelistic course that he would give to his students. He said, preach 90% law, 10% Christ. You know what you're taught in America? No law, all grace. Well, let me ask you the question. If there's no law, then what brought you to the grace? Because we know that Moses brought forth the law, right? By God. And what came through Jesus Christ? Grace and truth. Okay, so Christ came to fulfill the law. Then why would we abrogate something that he continuously explained? Folks, America, the preachers have it completely backwards. And I'm not talking about all of them. There's a lot. Listen, I got a lot of preacher friends. 90% law, 10% grace. 10% grace, not Christ? No, get on the air with me really quick. I didn't get that. What did I say? Okay. Oh, well, that's it. That is grace. So it works both ways, but you're exactly right. John Wesley, the great field preacher, said 90% law, 10% grace. He's also the guy, again, back to love really quick. Just let me throw that little seed in there. He's the guy that said they're either going to hate you or else they're going to get converted. But again, if we're preaching 90% law, it has nothing to do with the circumstance of end times. Are you getting my drift here, brothers and sisters? Gordon said, hey, in answer to your request for comments about the End Timers video, he said, firstly, I completely agree with you. Second, it seems like maybe you're doing a John 6 sort of thing where you're hoping to trim down the crowds with some hard words. Oh, interesting. Those words need to be spoken, though. He said, I think some might think you went over the top by labeling the end timers as unregenerate and false teachers. Well, let's go back to Nicodemus, my friend. Jesus was talking to Nicodemus in John 3. And he wanted to talk about spiritual things with Jesus. And Jesus said to him, if I tell you these things and you don't even, he goes, how are you going to understand earthly things if you don't understand, or if you want to understand spiritual things? Because Jesus is the one that came about, my friends. And he said, the natural mind receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned. Nicodemus didn't understand the things of the Spirit. Jesus said, you must be born again. Folks, you can't love without the Holy Ghost, Romans 5:5. You can't even say Jesus Christ is Lord without the Holy Ghost, 1 Corinthians 12. There are people out there that are do-gooders. And let me tell you something, they're unregenerate because there's no witness of the Holy Ghost. And this is what's missing in the body of Christ. I'm not saying that to push them over the edge of the cliff. I'm saying that to warn them to flee from the wrath to come and get on the right track. Man, if I was going to Florida from Minnesota and I got in a car and I said, turn the GPS off, I don't want a map, and I ended up on the East Coast, and a guy on the East Coast says to me, listen, if you're looking, or on the West Coast, let me go over to the West Coast, I end up in California when I wanted to end up in Florida. And the guy says, well, if you wanted to go to Florida, then you should have followed the map. Would I look at that guy, and he hands me a map, would I look at that guy and say, you hate me? Would I say, you know what, would that man be angry at me if he actually gave me a map? Would I be angry with him for pointing his finger the right direction so I can end up in Florida so I don't end up in California? No! This guy goes on, he says, again, I agree with you about this, and I have named names from the pulpit before as well. I have come to the conclusion that we are learning the eschatology is really not as a secondary issue as we used to be able to think it was. He said, dispensationally, he said, it rolls out the red carpet for tyrants and wannabes. That's exactly right. It cries peace, peace with regard to even the most anti-Christ governments. He's exactly right. When there can never be peace and thereby exposes the flock to plunder and destruction. There is some blatant Gnosticism in there too, as the pious would have you think that the truly spiritual person is not concerned with temporal things like private property and political liberty. He goes on, it's a despising of our God-given gifts, those unalienable rights the true Christian, according to them, should be just fine with them giving those things up without a fight for the sake of focusing on more worthy issues. So there are some of my thoughts. Stay strong, brother. Hey, folks, do you remember? I think I'm tracking with him a little bit. Do you remember not too long ago you seen the billboards all across the country? Do you remember the billboards? And this is to the extreme because I'm trying to win people here. I'm not trying to divert people away. But do you remember not too long ago the guy that was putting up signs saying that the world's going to end in May sometime? Do you know that he had people all across the country selling their homes because there was no sense? Selling their property and taking the gain from their properties and their merchandise and giving it to this man. He was a folks, end timer from A to Z. And now he's being found out to be a complete fraud. But folks, before you sell your house, before you give up on Christ, where your hope is found, I'm just telling you, folks, it's false doctrine. I'm telling you to get in the fight. I'm first of all telling you to read God's moral law, Exodus 20. Repent for the violation of his law and let it turn you to Christ. The law drives you to the foot of Christ and it can do no more, to the cross. Put your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ, and there you have it. I don't like when preachers say, try Christ. No, friends, I'm telling you, find Christ. I'm telling you what the Word says, press into the kingdom of God. I'm telling you, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. There is no getting away from that. He will answer, because He remains faithful. God is not a man that He should lie. Man is a liar. The enemy of your soul wants to confuse you. He wants to get you off of track. And yet Jesus said, consecrate yourself in so many words. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. It says in the book of Acts, it says, through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of God. If you want to know who to follow, look at Paul in 2 Corinthians 11. If you want to know who to follow, first of all, look first and foremost to Jesus Christ and Him crucified. See, people want the benefits of Christianity, but they don't want God. You know, so often we hear the song when you go into a church today, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jireh, your grace is sufficient for thee, me. Wait a second, Jehovah Jireh was brought up after Abraham laid his son to the altar. God was proving his heart to see who he loved more. And after Abraham obeyed him to the full, God said, do no harm to thy child. And he said, because you have done this, listen to me carefully, because you have done this, now I see that you love me more than them. You love me more than them. In other words, you love me with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And then he began to be introduced to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And friends, you'll never meet him without that. He wants the whole heart. He doesn't want it in portion. He wants the whole heart. He doesn't want it in part. Read Jeremiah 29:11 when you get some time through 13. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'll be right, well, I won't. This is the end of the show. Talk to you in 23. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you soon. See you.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.